What's happening locally? The news.
Let us take a look, shall we? Our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The First Quantum CEO, Tristan Pascal, revealed that the Canadian company would be seeking a sensible solution with the Panamanian government following the closure of the Donoso mine. Although he considers the company's case to be extremely solid, this is referring to the legal dispute after being left without a firm contract, Pascal told the Financial Post that he is seeking another sensible solution with the Panamanian government by mentioning the two arbitration demands the mining company filed against the country after the unconstitutionality ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice that considered that the mining contract violated 25 articles of the Constitution of Panama. In addition to the arbitrations filed by the Canadian mining company, Korean media have also reported that the state company, Korea Mine Rehabilitation and Mineral Resources Corp., is preparing to file a lawsuit against Panama for $747 million for the closure of the Cobre Panama mine in the province of Colón, in which it has a 10% stake. The Korea Economic Daily newspaper reported that Comia is seeking compensation through an investor-state dispute settlement mechanism known as the International Arbitration. After the stoppage of operations at the Donoso mine, which contributed 40% of the Canadian mining company's income and which until November of last year generated 330,000 tons of copper, First Quantum has announced that it is exploring the possibility of some of its projects, smaller ones, including a mine in Spain. It also is exploring the possibility of putting new shares into circulation, but this package would only be available to its current shareholders. Pascal also mentioned that the unrest shown by the population against the mining issue has decreased in recent months, opening a door to discuss the positive impact that the activity has on the Panamanian economy. It is impossible for the next government of Panama to ignore the contribution of the mining sector to the country's economy, said the top executive director of First Quantum. The government of Laurentino Cortizo will not make decisions to guarantee the new water source that the Panama Canal needs. Cortizo has not given formal response to the request from the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, which communicated the prevailing need to propose legal modifications that allow the entity to build new reservoirs and expand the limits of the hydrographic basin it manages. Within the ACP, said inaction is a clear sign that the issue will be postponed for the new presidential administration after the general elections on the 5th of May. There's been no written and formal response since that last letter sent to Cortizo on January the 15th, in which the president of the canal's board of directors, Aristides Royo, requested the cabinet council to consider supporting the resolution that approves the limits of the hydrographic basin proposed by the ACP, presented since September the 29th of last year. Cortizo governs until the month of June, and the clock leaves no room for manoeuvre. The legal reforms that would allow the ACP to move forward with its water plan must go through the National Assembly. In this state body, the ordinary sessions will end in a month and a half, on the 30th of April, and in the midst of the electoral effervescence. It's unlikely that extraordinary sessions will be called to resolve the problem of the lack of water before the period's increasingly severe drought conditions. The Nicaraguan embassy in Panama made the decision not to serve its nationals at the diplomatic headquarters this Thursday. At least 15 people showed up at the scene during the morning to carry out legal procedures but were unable to complete their processes. The door to the diplomatic headquarters is closed. When Nicaraguans tried to enter to carry out license certification processes, notarial registrations, renewal or withdrawal of passports, they were informed through a small window that this would not be possible, at least on Thursday morning. But one of those affected commented that on Wednesday she called the embassy to confirm that they would serve the public during regular hours, but upon arriving she was surprised that no procedure could be carried out. It was explained that the embassy officials told him that it was a last-minute decision without going into any details. Since last February the 7th, of course, former President Ricardo Martinelli has been in the Nicaraguan embassy after the Daniel Ortega regime granted him asylum. Martinelli, who receives visits from family members, lawyers, politicians and allied journalists, has remodeled the Nicaraguan diplomatic headquarters in Panama, equipping it with televisions and furniture, air conditioners, water pumping systems and family-sized barbecues. After 35 months as attorney in charge, Javier Caraballo took office on Thursday as attorney of the nation in an event held in the yellow room of the presidency of the republic. He assumed office before President Laurentino Cortizo. Also present at the event were the Minister of Public Security, Juan Pino, Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez, President of the Supreme Court of Justice, Rigoberto Gonzalez, Attorney General of the Administration, and directors of security establishments. We're here renewing our commitment to Panamanian citizens to provide a fair, equitable, and independent justice administration service, said Caraballo. It was on January the 30th that the Cabinet Council agreed to the appointment of Caraballo to occupy the position of Attorney General for the rest of the period that expires on December the 31st of this year. Subsequently, the plenary session of the National Assembly ratified it in the position with 49 votes in favour and one abstention. Caraballo remained as attorney in charge since the 1st of March of 2021 after the resignation of the then attorney, Eduardo Ulloa. With 23 years now of service in the public ministry, Caraballo held several positions. First senior drug prosecutor, senior regional prosecutor of Colón and Gunayala, senior prosecutor for organised crime, delegate prosecutor specialised in drug-related crimes in Coclé and Veraguas, and also in the province of Colón. The Catholic Church made public on Thursday the resignation of Cardinal José Luis Lucanza from the pastoral government of the Diocese of David in Chiriquí. In a statement, the Apostolic Nunciature explained on February the 15th that Lucanza's resignation was accepted by Pope Francis due to his age limit. Lucanza, born on February 24th, 1944, is 79 years of age. According to the Vatican, a cardinal who turns 80 loses the right to participate in a conclave as an elector. Furthermore, he must present his resignation from the high positions he holds within the Church. Lucanza would have presented his formal resignation at 75 years of age. The Vatican named Lucanza's replacement on Thursday, its brother Luis Enrique Saldaña Guerra, who until now is a provincial minister of the Franciscan province of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Central America and Panama. The new bishop, 58 years of age, was born in Chiriquí on February the 24th of 1966. Saldaña Guerra made his solemn profession in the fraternity of Franciscan friars minor on February the 23rd, of 2002, and ordained as a priest on April the 29th of 2006. There are many challenges, said the new bishop, after indicating that there are several issues to address, especially in Chiriquí, such as migration. A French citizen requested through a red notice for extradition purposes issued by the authorities of his country of origin was arrested by the National Police through Interpol Panama. This is a 35-year-old man whose arrest occurred when he arrived at Tocumen International Airport from Kingston in Jamaica after being denied admission to said Caribbean country. The arrest warrant is related to the requests of the French authorities for the alleged commission of crimes that include fraudulent alteration of the truth in writing, use of forgery in writing, fraud carried out in an organized group, and aggravated laundering. The French citizen will be referred to the Superior Prosecutor's Office for International Affairs for a hearing. A person died as a result of a robbery in a food sales establishment located in the Via Lucre neighborhood, José Domingo Espinar district of San Miguelito. This is the owner of the establishment who, while trying to thwart the theft of the cash register, was hit by a firearm. This person was transferred to the Susana Jones Cano Hospital, also within Via Lucre, where his death was later confirmed. The Deputy Commissioner of the National Police, Francisco Mela, reported that three people were arrested for their alleged participation in the robbery with a firearm, which occurred specifically on 15th Street in Via Lucre after midnight on Thursday. The criminals tried to escape in a white sedan vehicle, but were captured after a chase along Domingo Diaz Avenue this was at the San Miguelito metro station. And that's it then. There we go. There's our look for this Friday morning. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.